Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Jami. Wait, do I go second?
Yeah,
you go second. I don't know how this goes.
All right.
This is Anna.
And for this episode, we are doing once again our annual summer movie wager. So once again, I invited Derek from the Geek and Fanfest. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
And Mike, formerly of the Geek and Fanfest.
You will always,
I love my yearly podcast appearance on this show now.
Okay.
The only podcast I do a year.
Yes.
That's why I was going to be sad, because it's the only time I record with Mike anymore.
Oh wow. That is kind of sad. Anyways, here we are, the Summer Movie Wager 2024. Yeah. Last year, Mike was the big winner, and then it was Derek, and then it was Anna, then it was me, then Jiaming.
Let's not talk about that. Let's move on. That's enough.
We don't talk about it.
It was backwards year last
year.
You
won the year before. It's fine.
Yeah. Like I said, it was usually just
pretty
me.
Sure, you guys have been winning.
Yeah, it was always me or Jiaming. Yeah, it was always me or Jiaming.
Wait, for funsies, is Jiaming back, or are you doing this from abroad?
Oh, no, I'm back. I've been back for like 3 days.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the irony here is, even though I think out of all of us, I had the highest ranking for Barbie, I still didn't win. So it really comes down to the placement of where you put your movies on the list.
So I once again, the fish.
So once again, we are kind of stealing this from Slash Film and the Filmcast. As of this recording, they have not released their list yet, so we could not cheat and reference what they chose, because they have more industry insiders and whatnot, so we can't use them as reference.
Now.
Right?
We're trendsetters.
So we are on our own.
Wait, did you check the scores from last year in terms of like how we did versus them?
I did not actually. Did you?
Oh, that's interesting.
I think the top scores, like Mike did better. I could be wrong, but I think Mike, the winner from last year, did score better than the people that made this. I think so.
Wow. Right, I'm looking at it right now. You did better than their top scorer.
Yeah.
What?
So I think Mike did really well. He was actually within the hundreds, I think. Like within the hundred of
He's
overall.
He's 245. Mike was 245 overall. Peter Serrano from Slash Film got 309.
There you go.
Yeah. Let me tell you right now, the amount of work I did last year for research, I did fraction wise probably 1/100.
Yeah,
so, I was really good for a brief month, Albert.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think I was really good for a good 2 months until they all went crashing down. But
all right. But you guys sound like a bunch of guys. You know what, honey? I did really well at the beginning, right?
Wow.
For a while there, it was great, right?
What we're saying here, listeners, it is pretty random. Even if you have industry insiders or data, there's no guarantee that you will win. It is purely guesses here.
It's a fickle market.
Yeah, very fickle, especially this year. This year, there wasn't a lot of wide releases compared to the previous years. It's like a fraction of what they normally release. So our choices are pretty limited. So it's going to be kind of hard to guess like how the bottom of the list is.
I just want to say, I don't stand by anything past 7. You know what I mean? Any picks after past 7, I don't like.
Yeah, looking at mine and the inclusion of movies that barely made any of your honorable mentions, I think I've really messed up.
Yeah, well, we'll go down the list.
If we're doing stuff on the record, I just want to go on the record that I looked at stuff today after I did my list last night, and there's stuff I would have added and stuff I would have taken out, but oh well.
I don't stand by my list.
We're all making excuses us already.
I admit I'm making excuses. It's my football, but I did not know that it was finalized once we sent it. I did not know I couldn't edit it. So that's my, I will say that's my fault, but I'm just saying, damn it.
I also want one more thing on the record too. The punishment or the reward, I guess, whatever you want to call it, for winning this is you have to, the other people supposed to watch something. And I did watch Mike's thing. As long as nobody has any follow-up questions about what it was. You know what I mean?
What was Mike's...
I don't know what it was.
No follow-up. We're moving forward. Moving ahead. I absolutely watched it. Guaranteed. It was wonderful.
What was it?
I don't remember.
I'm going to answer any questions.
I was going to say I have one in mind, but we can talk about it.
I will put the link on the show notes of last year's episode where Mike announced what we were supposed to watch that apparently none of us remember what it was.
Again. Again,
it was probably something on Tubi, right?
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Probably just Tubi. Anything on Tubi.
Was it like a horror film?
Oh, maybe.
Shrug?
I think so. Shrug. Right. Anyway, I actually tried to do some research, and I just felt overwhelmed because there's nothing good. So,
research-wise or like movie-wise?
Like research-wise, and just like okay, like I'm like really like I think some will do better than others, but then I'm like, will the general public go? I don't know. I tried to be some. I don't know. Just doing the research, and I was doing it up until this morning, and then I was like, you know what? How am I going to compete against people with incredibly high standards? Yeah. So, I don't know. We're gonna see. We're going to see how my list did when I actually kind of tried again. So next year, I'm just going to drink and go for whatever
is on there. And the research I did is a lot of these are franchise movies. So what I did was I did look up the previous installments blockbuster. Yeah. And made my picks on that. Yeah.
God,
that's what I did. I feel like I did that last year. So that might be a good sign for you.
Mm-mm. I didn't do any of this. Apparently. I didn't do any of that because last year I did no research and I did better than like the previous 3 years. So I just went with no research again. Yeah.
Especially when you cheated.
And the other thing I did was I kind of, for all my picks, I kind of wrote out their equivalent in terms of dollars. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like the number one pick, I'll just reveal it right now. It's the Marvel movie, Deadpool, right? So I wrote out, that's the one I think will make like $300 million domestic. You know what I mean? So that's how I kind of ranked them and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, and then I was like, how much, like, I started thinking about that, too. And then I'm like, wait, am I thinking too low or too high on this box office numbers? And then I don't know. I made my brain turn into mush and I gave up.
For the general rule, I consider every box office to be lower than previous installment. Mm-hmm. Just because of the market. But that's just my guess.
Yeah. No, that's kind of the consensus, actually. So, I don't know.
All right. Let's just get on with this list because we're already running later than prefer. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we're going to go by the list of the winners from last year. So, and we're going to start from number one. Mike, what is your number one? No explanations, just say the title and we'll move on. Go on. What's your number one?
My number one pick in this year's summer wager is Despicable Me 4.
All right. Derek. Hey, hold on. Derek, what's yours?
Deadpool Wolverine.
Okay. Anna, what's yours?
Despicable Me 4.
Albert? I chose Inside Out 2 and John Ming.
Deadpool Wolverine.
So,
damn.
So, Deadpool Wolverine, I honestly thought all four of you was going to pick that. And I was going to be the outlier. Apparently, I'm still the outlier because I chose Inside Out 2. So, Inside Out 2, my reasoning is purely based on the previous Inside Out, which was admittedly years ago. So, and those numbers probably don't count. But I think it's because it's earlier than Deadpool. It might make some of that money before Deadpool. Ooh. So that's what I'm hoping for. Go on.
I feel like it's having a lot of controversy with like the subject matter and all that.
Oh, seriously? I haven't been reading on that.
Though so. I talked to my Disney friend.
Oh, that's not good then. Oh, see, that's not good
he's
then.
Like, I was like, do you think it's going to do good? And he's like, not really because of all the controversy. I was like, oh, okay. So then I went and scrambled my list.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know.
No, but I don't see it
anywhere on your list, Anna.
Did I forget it?
You have not put Inside Out on your list.
I forgot. See?
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, wow. I thought that was on purpose. I thought you were explaining to us why you just did that on purpose.
Wow. Didn't you forget something
last year?
Yeah, no.
Yes. Top Gun? No, that's
all the time.
Do it? No. You know what? It's because my list didn't save and then I had to do it all over again. And that's when I messed up.
All right. Deadpool Wolverine. I'm sure the reason why you chose that one is because, well, Deadpool Wolverine, right? And anything beyond that and why you chose that? That's number one.
I think there's a top three. Any of the three can fit in any order and stuff like that. I just picked Deadpool Wolverine because I did it for the yearly prediction thing, right? I think I said that Deadpool Wolverine would be the top box office things for the year, right? So there's that. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I'm the one who said it was going to make $1 billion in the box office.
Well, for the record, we're doing domestics only in this one.
And also because of the buzz, I think if people like the trailer, people like the franchise and stuff like that, they miss Wolverine. They want Wolverine in the larger MCU. They want Deadpool in the larger MCU. So all those reasons and stuff like that. So yeah. And also, I think it has a pretty good opening weekend slot, right? What week is it? Sometimes
Barbie's slot. They had Barbie's slot.
Barbie and Oppenheimer's slot. So yeah. All those reasons, yeah.
Derek, your reasoning?
Besides the fact that I was in a hurry? No. I went with kind of my whole reason that I went with The Little Mermaid last year, which worked out for me, is that basing on people I personally know and social media, it is the most tweeted about, talked about, buzzed about movie that I have personally seen people talking about. I have not seen any movie being talked about more than this movie. So I'm going off of that.
I don't disagree. Yeah. As far as Despicable Me 4, Mike and Anna chose that. Mike, why did you choose that one?
Seems like the obvious choice. The Minions and Despicable Me movies like always do gangbusters. And then this is like the return to Despicable Me 4. Even Nikola Jokic is like dressing up as Gru and doing stuff. Derek's reasoning, I also like sourced my, I asked my cousins who have kids that are around that age if there's any movie that they were excited for this summer, and the only one they came up with was just Despicable Me 4.
Wow.
And it was first. It was like right away. They didn't have to think about it.
Man, I have nieces and nephews. I could have asked their opinion about that.
Yeah, source it.
God damn it.
I mean,
I wanted to go Deadpool Wolverine, but the rated R thing has always screwed me in the past, and it is still rated R, right?
Yeah, it is still rated R.
It is. Yeah. That's the reason why I went for Despicable Me 4 as number one, because that one's going to, the general audience, like everyone's going to go, like kids, their parents and all that. And it's consistently a good pop hitter in the box office.
And this is the one that I was predicting last year that it wasn't going to do as well as Minions. So bully me. All right.
Okay. Well, I want to piggyback on what you're saying. I wanted to wait. So my whole thing with it, you know, we'll see later where I put it for me. But my whole thing is, if anyone remembers, I invested a lot in animation last year. I think I put like 3 in the top 10 and it screwed me hard and they did not do well. So I am not doing that again. If it ends up biting me, that's fine. But it screwed me last year. So I refuse to invest in animation this year.
You know what? That's fair.
That is fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Despicable Me 4 has no controversy right now, as of yet. Disney likes to push the buttons, and people are not liking it. So, it's a safe movie. There is no, I don't know, because the movie hasn't come out yet, but there hasn't been any push on like things that make people irk. You know.
All right, and for the record, for the podcast and for the listeners. Despicable Me 4 comes out July 3. Oh, July 4 weekend. God damn it.
It's July 4th weekend.
Yeah,
and, huge. And Inside Out 2 is June 14. So it's got a couple weeks before that.
And yeah. What was Wolverine?
Wolverine is July 26. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah.
Comic-Con weekend?
My birthday.
Yeah, Comic-Con weekend. That's what I was bitching about last time. Comic-Con weekend. Yeah. Does it have to be Comic-Con weekend? But, yeah. Okay.
No, I like. We have to highlight the more important weekend. It's Mike's birthday.
Well, I want
Mike's birthday.
Oh, Mike's birthday. Yes, that too. Okay, number two. Wow, took a while. Number two. Okay, Mike.
Mine is for the second pick in the draft. It's Inside Out 2. I'll stop doing that.
Derek.
Furiosa.
Anna.
Really?
Okay, Anna.
That's way high for Furiosa. Okay. I want it to come true. Derek has more faith in it than I do.
Anna?
Deadpool 2. Or Deadpool. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool 2, the re-release.
I also put Deadpool Wolverine number 2. Jamming?
I put Minions, right? But this will go with me. I'm sorry, this will be 4.
This will be 4, yeah. Okay, yeah. So the only two new ones here is Furiosa. Derek?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Mad Max did really well.
Dude, okay.
That's what I was thinking too. This was a real struggle for me also.
I mean, Mad Max did really well. So, and that movie came out without the fan base, without the precedent of, you know, the Mad Max universe. So now they have, you know, all the people that are fans of Fury Road are now going to be waiting for this one. And it's got Hemsworth, who is definitely a draw. Plus the movie looks just badass as hell. So, like, and it's got, doesn't it come out in early May?
May 24th?
So it's got a jump on everything else. So it's that whole thing of, like, one of the first ones out of the gate. So it has more time to build over the entire summer and have legs. So
that's true.
I'm I honestly didn't even look up the dollar amount for Fury Road. I just know what a hit Fury Road was, you know, even besides box office, I'm sure, you know, in streaming and rental or whatever beyond that. And I know what I can just imagine all those people have been waiting for a sequel for all this time. This movie's taken a long time to come out and it's been talked about for a long time. So I think it has a complete huge built-in fan base and people ready for it.
I don't know if it's the Mandela effect or whatever, but Mad Max Fury Road made 154 domestic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was like a big consensus when I was doing the research. Is a lot of people are like, oh, no one saw Fury Road, which I'm like, I saw it like 10 times. But
it was people in our, like, our kind of people. Yeah. You know, like, the general audience.
And some people, like, the consensus is they didn't like the trailer. They felt it was too, like, overdone. My biggest worry is they're going to forget the lore. It is a prequel, so did they already forget the lore that they already instilled? I don't know. I don't think... Well, and this is maybe me being a naysayer, but I just don't see a lot of people having faith in this movie. I'm excited for it. I want it to do well, but everyone's just kind of like they should have kept going with Charlize Theron instead of going back into a prequel story for Furiosa.
Yeah, I feel like the box office is going to be a repeat for this one.
But it's gonna do okay. Yeah.
It's gonna do good. It's on my list. It's gonna do good. But I don't think it's gonna be that good. But you know, who knows? Right?
All right. I know. I want Derek to be right.
Number three, Mike.
I chose Deadpool and Wolverine.
Derek?
Oh, three? Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Damn.
Anna?
I went for Fall Guy.
Albert, we chose Despicable Me 4 and Jummy.
I placed Day One.
Wait, what?
Yeah, isn't it?
Not according to my list. I'm looking at. Wait, are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yours is Inside Out.
Inside Out Two. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. So the new ones is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy. Derek, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. You're that confident about that movie?
Again, I was in a hurry, but
monkeys. People love monkeys,
but initially, because this franchise already has, you know, so many movies in it, so it's either it's going to attract a lot of people and keep going, or it's just going to fall off, and this is going to be the last one we get. So I was betting more. I was looking at all the other stuff that I have below this, which obviously we'll get to, and I think it has the audience already ready, where a lot of the stuff after this doesn't have an audience, or I'd like stuff that like I don't believe in, which we'll talk about later. But there's stuff I have below this that I just personally don't believe in, and sequels that I think shouldn't be being bothered to be made. This one, I think people are like still staying with, you know, this franchise, and it's still going and still going, and people are still happy with it.
Okay, I mean, this is where I actually got outside opinions from other people, and there's a lot of people who are just not interested in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was the same way until I saw the WonderCon clip. And I saw the WonderCon clip and go, oh, okay, now I want to see the movie. But before that, I was kind of like half-hearted about it. And a lot of people who only saw the trailer. Go on.
What was the main reason? Did you not like the other Apes movies?
No, I think people generally like them. But it's kind of like a feeling of like...
What about you?
Me? I like them as well. I mean, I was planning to watch this anyway, but I wasn't super excited for it. It was just like...
Well, you don't have to tell us you're planning to watch a movie.
It's because it's obvious. But I'm saying is like the general consensus, of course, small pool of people that I've met anecdotally have told me they're not interested. The trailer doesn't really appeal to them. Jamming said the same thing too, you know, and I think that kind of is a sign.
So you're telling me you're making a monkey movie without Andy Serkis. Interesting. Interesting move.
that's an interesting move, yeah.
So you're telling me this is
Andy Serkis a draw box office
one? After the first three, yeah. After the first one. His popularity and all, it's just like what drew people to the second and third one, I think. Me personally. And also it's kind of just weird. I haven't seen the trailers necessarily, but I saw the movie poster. So you're telling me like generations into the future where humans have gone feral and stuff like that? The main chick is like a supermodel. Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're going with?
Yeah, I mean that's old Hollywood BS time, right?
Honestly, when I was glancing at that poster, I thought, oh, Last of Us. Oh, and then I also thought, oh, A Quiet Place. And then I go, oh, wait, it's the monkey movie. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a sign as well. So who knows? Yeah. The Fall Guy. Fall Guy's on this list now, Anna.
This is brave. I think this is a big swing, personally.
I know, right? Yeah. I don't know. I just put it in number three.
There you go.
It's got to be more recent than that.
Well said. Well said.
I couldn't say anything better. I believe in the Ken energy.
I think that's most
number three.
He did have a big reception, I feel like, anecdotally online about his SNL appearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is Gosling. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's ever leaving our minds really that much, right?
Yeah.
No.
I think the main things going for this movie is Ryan Gosling, and yeah. B, they're really marketing this movie a lot.
It's hard, and
it's the first one out of the gate. It's the first one out of the gate,
which always you got to give the credit, right? Because they always do it. They're always at least top three. Mm-hmm. So, Anna putting it in the top three makes sense in that regards. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
I like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, yeah, but my counter argument to that all that is like, hey, we live in a franchise world, man. You know what I mean? You need you have to put franchise at the top.
Well, I mean, it's kind of loosely based on a TV show, but yeah.
Stop it.
But also, this year, the summer, we don't got much going on, so we will take whatever we can get.
Yeah.
Also, on paper, it's like these are summer movies, and it's called The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah. Oh, it should be a fall movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, also mention real quick that the exercise I mentioned at the top of the podcast, how much do you think it needs to make it number three? Maybe 180, 200? I just don't see it happening.
You don't think it's going to make 180 million?
No. Domestic? Come on, man. No.
Really?
No,
okay.
No.
All right.
We live in a franchise world. Come on, guys. We need four quadrants. We need four quadrants. You get the kids in there, man. No, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like one quadrant is Ryan, the other one is Gosling, and then you have the other
is Ken, and the other
romance and action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Derek, any thoughts on that?
On The Fall Guy?
Yeah.
I have it as my next one.
Oh, okay.
And that's your thoughts on that. Okay. Number four, Mike.
I had Furiosa Mad Max Saga.
All right.
Damn. And I might be the one who didn't have faith in this movie.
Why are you hating on your own film?
I know. I don't want to be too optimistic.
No,
you know?
This is what happened with me with Top Gun, remember? I was like, I think it's going to be a great movie, but I don't trust anyone to like it. Like, I don't want it to be hurt doing well.
Okay.
Furiosa just brings in like that weirdness, you know? Okay. And are people going to tap into their weirdness?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Derek, once again.
Sorry, Albert. This is a talking show, isn't it?
Albert needs to go pee, okay? Come on, guys. Hurry up. Let's hustle up.
What? Number four?
Again, yes.
Fall Guy.
And Anna?
Oh, what did I have for number four?
A Quiet Place Day One.
A Quiet Place Day One.
And I have the Horizon of the American Saga, Chapter One.
Dude, I was about to put that high up, too.
And jumping.
Good Lord. First of all, I'm shook by that pick and stuff like that. And then my pick is A Quiet Place, Day One.
Okay. I guess I should start first since I got the Horizon. Purely based on Sound of Freedom last year.
Dude.
I will not get fooled twice.
Oh, that's smart.
I will not get fooled twice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, immediately last year, that movie went number six. I put it number four, which is even higher because I was going Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. Yellowstone's big with the crowd. You know, so I think that crowd will support this movie. Heck, I actually kind of do want to see this movie well. The olds in my workplace, this is the only movie they've talked about so far out of the summer movie. So that's a sign as well. So yeah.
That's is this the Kevin Costner movie?
It's the Kevin Costner movie.
Good Lord.
Is it related to Yellowstone at all?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
This is a project that he picked so he can get out of Yellowstone. The thing that made him a name, that made him a bunch of money, you know, got him back in the news. He wanted to get out of there. I'm out of here. It's too popular. I got to do my own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Jaming, Anna, you guys chose A Quiet Place. Go on.
It's Anna? A Quiet Place.
Yeah. My whole thing for this is like the three movies I have next, Quiet Place, Furiosa, and was the monkey movie, right? If you look at the box office and stuff for the last
movie,
yeah, it's called the monkey movie. If you look at the previous installments, all the box office is like in the 160 to the 180s, I think. And so these three, the next three picks are about the same for me. And I picked A Quiet Place as the highest one, only because it's the newer one, the sexier one of the franchises. So yeah, that's my thinking behind A Quiet Place. And the trailer looks great, by the way. So yeah.
Yeah. couldn't have said it better. It is the sexier one of them all. And the prequel, we have noise and stuff.
Like, it takes place in New York City instead of like a small, you know. They've gone bigger. So, you know, that's one. That's my thinking.
Yeah. I think it'll pull in.
I kind of felt like after A Quiet Place Part 2, people's excitement for this franchise kind of went down. Mm-hmm. That's the impression
I got. But it's a prequel.
Like, it's in the franchise, I mean.
That's weird though, because I really liked A Quiet Place Part
2. I mean, I liked it too, but I felt like the buzz around it kind of went away after the movie came out.
I feel like in terms of quality, A Quiet Place 2 didn't exactly go up. You know what I mean? It kind of looked like a lateral move. But I think it's just based on the vibe I'm getting from this trailer, like I said, it just seemed like they're kind of like injecting adrenaline into the franchise. You know, like I said, it's taking place in New York. It's back to day one. Bigger scale and stuff like that. That's and also I think it's coming up relatively early in the summer. What's the release date, Albert? Do you have it in front of you?
Oh yeah, sure. It's so I look at the list.
No, right it has now. the weekend right before July 4th.
June 28th.
Yeah, it's a nice slot.
It's the weekend same right weekend as Horizon.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So we have Kevin Costner in a big movie, and then we have I forgot her name. Her. So let America, the two Americas is right there. They
But there's also what's his face from Stranger Things, right?
That's
been hidden in the trailer.
I think that because they have Lupita and that one guy kind of be like the tag team that's kind of pulling people.
Oh yeah, Jaimin Hansu.
Yeah, I think the Kevin Costner one's going to be a slow burn. I don't think it's going to be like automatically going to come out and blow everything out of the water.
I can agree that.
Slow burn.
Kind of like if I could skip ahead on that note, that's why I put it on my honorable mentions because I feel like, but I put chapter two because it was like, oh, maybe like chapter one will get some buzz.
Damn.
And then chapter two, like people will show up for it. But I didn't have faith. I didn't think about it like Albert did, which I think was a smarter way to do it. So
yeah.
I think you guys are playing to win and you're taking your throne back, and I'm really disheartened.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Okay. Number five, Mike.
For my fifth pick, this is the dumbest one I did, is the Garfield movie.
You see, like,
and this is because of, like, pick. This is just like Derek's movie from last year. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to say this. Garfield movie.
Derek?
I never even got to comment on my number four. But anyways, my number five is Horizon.
Anna?
Oh, wait. My number five is the Monkey movie.
I chose The Fall Guy for number five. And John Ming.
The Monkey movie.
All right.
Oh.
So, okay. Mike, continue on this conversation with the Garfield movie.
Man, I just said animated movie is probably going to go high. My cousins were like, oh, yeah, Garfield, the little ones that I was talking about sourcing to. But then cynically I'm like, I don't want this movie to be good, but that means it might do good, and Chris Pratt's weird rise to mediocrity or whatever like will continue. So this is my most cynical and dumb pick. It's probably the worst, and it might be the reason why I lose this season.
No, Mike, because I was contemplating having it around the same area as well. It was a rough one because it's like could be a surprise hit and stuff because it's an animated kids film and all that. So I see where you're coming from. I also don't want Chris Pratt to do well, but, you know.
Well, the Garfield movie comes out May 24.
I should reiterate, like, I just don't want him to keep voicing all these iconic characters all the time.
Yes.
Like, but with doing nothing. As far as, like, accent-wise.
But voice-wise. To finish my sentence, it's May 24. It basically is counter-programming to Furiosa.
Oh, damn. Okay. Ooh. Well, it's going to look really smart. Bad when Furiosa doesn't do good in the box office. Dang it.
All right.
So that's Memorial Day weekend, too.
Interesting.
Actually, I thought about this, and I made this on purpose.
No.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the last installment, the last Garfield movie, I think only made like in the 80s, I think, domestic-wise. So I think so.
No way.
It's not over 100, I know that. So
yeah, I don't think kids like Garfield anymore.
I think pop culture-wise, conscious-wise, I don't think it's in the I don't think it's there, man. I don't think Garfield's in the zeitgeist that it used to be. And stuff. Well, I mean, I read Garfield when I was a kid. That was like 40 years ago, guys.
What was the last Garfield movie in that came out to theaters?
Well, if somebody was only had the internet in front of them, they could look it up.
Well, it's like the second Bill Murray one, right? Or the third Bill Murray one?
I'm typing in Garfield now. 2020.
Thank you.
Well, 2009 was Garfield's Pet Force, which doesn't sound like a movie that came out in theaters.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds like a movie that's on Tubi. Check it out.
Garfield's Fun Fest, 2008. I don't think that's also in the movies. Garfield Get Real, 2007. I don't think that's in the movies either. Garfield Tale of Two Kitties, that for sure, I'm pretty sure was in theaters. And that made $28
million. There you go.
Oh, oops. Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
No, I see where you're coming from, Mike.
Micah, just for inflation, don't worry.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Number six. Mike.
It may be where I put the monkey movie.
It is. Where you put the monkey movie. Derek?
Six. Inside Out 2.
Okay. Anna?
Twisters.
And I also put Twisters for number six.
Oh.
And Jiaming?
I put the Mad Max, right?
Yeah, you should did. Furiosa. Mm-hmm. Mad Max.
Hater.
So the
new Derek, wait, where I put Furiosa.
The new one here is Twisters, and I can really guess what Anna's answer is. Glenn Powell, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
How dare you? I'm a big Twisters fan.
Oh.
Okay. No, it is Glenn Powell. Okay. I can't say no to that sexy face. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the combo of Glenn Powell, this being about Twisters, which apparently a lot of people like, you know. So I think people are ready to go back to this franchise, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't call it a franchise.
It's only one Twister.
It is now.
It's only one Twister. It's been 30 years. I remember seeing the first Twister when I was a little kid. It's ridiculous. Stop it.
There's going to be two Twisters, two Furious. Come on.
You just can't throw the word franchise around.
One is Twister, one is Twisters, and the third one is more Twisters.
This is the second installment. This is like a remake, actually. It's a remake.
Is it really a remake?
Yeah. It's a remake, yeah.
No.
I didn't hear about that.
It's not a remake.
It's not a sequel. Are one of the characters the kids of Bill Paxton? And what's her name?
Why not?
Why not? It's not a remake.
Based on my anecdotal evidence of people who have talked about this out of the blue, Twisters was one of the movies that was brought up. So I don't know if that means anything, but...
The trailer looks fun. I'll give it
that. Yeah, it's a good trailer. Good trailer.
Yeah.
It's an indirect sequel.
There you go.
Yeah. Which leads to number six, which is what Mike chose. Mike, number six?
No, we're on number seven, right?
Number seven.
Okay. Number seven, this is where I put Twisters. And, for all the same reasons.
And Derek?
Just pickle me four.
Anna?
Furiosa.
I also put Furiosa as number seven.
Damn,
and Jiaming.
You guys are mean.
What? I think this is where I put the Fall Guy, right?
Yes, this is where you put
the Fall Guy. Yeah.
There isn't any really new movie added to the list now here. Mm-hmm. But I guess me and Anna has to answer why we put Furiosa as number seven compared to everybody else. Anna, what's your reasoning?
It's one of those things where I did all the research and I don't know. I know Fury Road wasn't a big, didn't have the big numbers and all that. So it did win a lot of Oscars, which is great, but it kind of has that cult feeling because it's either you like it or you don't. But Furiosa, when the first trailer came out, I saw all the comments, and this is all probably neckbeards and all that, but no one was really happy with the style of the trailer. And,
same director. God damn it.
I know, same director. I know. But is it the same editor? Is his wife editing? I don't know. The thing is I'm not seeing a lot of I'm excited for this. A lot of people are kind of hating on whatever. Anyways, the thing is, I think it's going to do well, not overpass Fury Road in a sense of it'll make, $1 billion, but I think it'll do well enough. For me, I'm kind of skeptic because I keep saying this, I'm really worried they already forgot the story they set in place and they're going to go and retcon all of Furiosa's backstory. And that's going to piss me the F off.
But in order to for people to find that out, they gotta watch the movie first.
They gotta watch the movie. Yeah, yeah, so I'm gonna watch it and then I'll complain later. But I don't know. I just I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket with this movie because I obviously want it to do really well. I just don't think the general consensus is that there's gonna be a big draw for a movie about a female character.
I was originally gonna put this higher on my list, and then I looked up how much Fury Road did, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's too high. So that's the reason why.
See a box office of me going to see the movie repeatedly.
Yeah, yeah. Derek, you put Despicable Me 4 at number 7 compared to everybody else.
Yes.
Reasoning?
I told you, I have no faith in animation this time around. I made that mistake last year.
Just that. That's that reason.
Yeah. I think I put Minions at like number 4 or something last year, and it did not do close to that. So, like, yeah. And I forget I put whatever, there was another big animated movie that came out last year and that didn't do nearly as well. And that, I think it was like towards the bottom and I put it really high too. So I'm just, I'm not looking at
the dog thing.
Was it the movie about that one character from Toy Story?
No, not the Buzz Lightyear thing. He's talking about the dark thing.
3 years ago. Although that was a mistake on me too. Remember I put Buzz Lightyear number 4 and that one did.
I remember animated films.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was, yeah, I remember last year I went all in on animation. I think I put 3 in the top 10 and they just did not go well. And if I end up being wrong, that's fine. But I'm just going to learn from my mistakes, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's me pretty much inside out too right now. So we'll see how that goes. Number 8, Mike.
My number 8 pick was also a bad one. As if. Actually, I don't know if it's bad. I'll just say it was if.
Derek?
I'm going to immediately state my 8 pick is not where I want it to be. But anyways, Bad Boys.
Ah.
Anna?
So this is where I messed up. It should have been Inside Out 2, but I don't know why I chose The Strangers. So this, I'm going with it. I'm going with what fate has chosen for me. So there you go.
I chose Quiet Place Day 1 for this slot. And Jumming.
I picked Alien. I believe Alien.
No, we did not. Number 8. Number 8.
What do I have?
Twisters.
Oh, this is why I have Twisters. I'm sorry. Yeah. Twisters. This is why I have.
Your Twisters isn't that much farther away than me and Anna's.
Yeah.
Or Mike's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If. Now, a lot of people have told me they did not like the trailer for If. I don't know if I agree or disagree with that, but Mike, I think you're one of the few people who put this in their list. Why?
Yeah, this was kind of a guess. I was just figuring that. With Quiet Place and Fall Guy and everything, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski were just going to be around all summer, like doing press tours and stuff. So I was like, maybe that residual plus the family aspect. I thought maybe you would just get a few quadrants in.
Plus, the girl actress is from The Walking Dead. So they have that following as well. So
I have to admit, I haven't seen any material for this movie. I just know John Krasinski's a part of it, and he was directing it.
Yeah,
and I saw that thing with that he and Steve Carell got together again. I was like, oh, that's a little bit buzz. So I was like, I think John Krasinski and Emily Blunt will figure out how to get buzz.
I saw the trailer. I was definitely compelled to go see it, but a lot of people got the impression, or at least people have kind of implied to me that it looks like it's trying too hard.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You see that, Anna, but you also have it on your list later on.
I do, but I'm just going with the general consensus of family movies.
I think it has a pretty good opening slot, too. I think it's the only family movie in the May slot, I think, right? So there's a little bit of time to make a little bit of money, I think, if I remember correctly.
May 17.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see any kind of like family anime movies after that? I think it has a little bit of breathing room.
It's actually in a very good counter programming thing because Strangers Chapter 1 is there and Back to Black is there. So
and the kids are just getting out of school. It's
perfect.
So the question now here is, what's in May 10? Because clearly everybody's just like, okay, put that movie. Oh, after the Monkey movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, and they're not going for the same box office either. So like I said, it has a good slot. That's one thing that has it going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And also, The Strangers Chapter 1. Is it just literally just a mistake, or do you?
Think it was literally a mistake. I'm gonna go for it though. Whatever.
It's a cult hit franchise, but it doesn't make money in the box office. That's the thing.
No. It was supposed to be Inside Out too, but
I have no idea what that is.
That
you never heard of The Strangers, Jumming?
I have no idea.
It's really? A horror movie, a home invasion movie. I think the first one had Liv Tyler in it, right?
Oh, I think you're right. Yes, I think you're right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, pretend it's Inside Out too.
Yeah.
Well, we can't pretend because it's not on the list.
No.
That's where
I mean, in our hearts we can, but I'm not letting you get points for that.
No, yeah. I'm not. No, but literally that's where I was thinking Inside Out 2 should be. So there you go.
Cool. It'll be funny if that's where it lands, Anna.
I'm going to be really pissed.
Yeah.
Asterix. Should have been Inside Out 2.
Oh, no, I want that to happen so bad.
I know, right? Yeah.
All right. Number 9, Mike.
Wait, there's a new one in Derek's pick for number 8. Should we have him talk about that?
Oh, Bad Boys Ride or Die. That's right. I forgot about that.
Bad Boys.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Explain my last 5 picks, so it's fine.
Yeah. I know. Albert has been.
I also have it on my pick. So does John Ming and so does Anna.
Yep.
So go ahead, Derek. Feel free to talk about it.
It's hard to talk about because I don't like where it is. And it's if I had a chance to switch it, I would. But
Where would you put it?
I'd probably put it at 10.
Okay.
I think it's one of those franchises that people are tired of and don't really give a crap, but I think it'll make enough money to make the top 10 for some people that are still hanging on to these mm-hmm. two, but I don't have the faith over the other two picks I have for 9 and 10. So it's a mistake, but I think it's one of those people are gonna be like, really, these two guys again? Oh, we're over these guys. So
yeah, this one was kind of hard to look at the previous box office because the previous box office was $200 million. All right, which is a lot, but it was
a pandemic. The third Bad Boys.
Yeah,
that was Bad worldwide.
Boys. Right? Yeah, no. That's domestic, John Bang. That's domestic.
At three.
Bad yeah. Boys
three? How much did it
make? That's because it was like
pandemic year. It was a pandemic year.
Yeah. It was pre-slap, and then it was like everyone, like, it had been a while since the second Bad Boys.
Yeah, and the second one was really good, so people were probably like, oh, the second one. Plus, you know, there wasn't the Will Smith issue, plus mm-hmm. they had Gabrielle Union, Vanessa Hudgens, so like, I don't know.
All right, so
Vanessa Hudgens is back for this one, so.
So, no, but I'm saying in the sense of, like, it was something new. Like, now it's just like, oh, okay, all the same again. I'm going with all the same again.
But so here's the thing. So Bad Boys for Life came out 2020. Pandemic year, 206 is the domestic box office according to Box Office Mojo. But if I remember correctly, that was stretched out a long time because the movie was out in theaters much longer than normal because of the pandemic. Yeah. So
yeah, and it was January, right? January?
It was
movie?
January. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I it's really hard for me to guess. I think it is on my list purely based on this, but I have no idea. I have no honest idea whether there is actual interest for it. But it's on my list.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Number 9. Mike.
This is where I've had the Fall Guy. I would personally put it higher as far as like things I think are gonna be good, but I don't know. For some reason, I don't know why. I can't explain to you why.
Derek?
And we talked enough about the Fall Guy, so we could move on.
Derek?
Quiet Place.
Anna?
What number are we on?
9.
If
I put down Bad Boys Ride or Die and Jumping.
And this is where I put Alien Romulus, right?
Yes, yes. Alien mm-hmm. Romulus, the thing about you go talk. Why that one, Jumping?
Because this is the Alien Star Trek crossover, right?
Is that true?
Oh, that's a joke. No, I'm sorry,
no,
that's a joke.
That's a joke. Oh, that's a joke.
Got me there.
I picked this one. I didn't see the trailer for it, but I picked this one only just based on the branding. Or just based on it's like Terminator, it's like, you know, Predator or something. You know what I mean? It's just a franchise. It's just there. And the numbers, I'm thinking for this slot, number 9 has to be in 100, 120. So that's why I think it's still, I think there's enough meat on the bone to get that number. So yeah, that's why I picked it. Yeah.
But it comes out like towards the end of the summer though. You don't think that's going to hurt it?
Yeah, it has like 3 or 4 weeks, I think. That's enough time to get 100.
Mm. Damn. Okay.
I didn't see a trailer. Did anybody see a trailer?
No. Good?
I have not.
I
didn't know the trailer was out. Yeah.
I think there is a trailer out. Yeah.
Kind of bodes not well, but okay.
Fingers crossed.
Indeed. Everything else we already talked about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, number 10. Our number 10. And as it goes with the Summer Movie Wager, if you get number 1 exactly and number 10 exactly, you get extra points. So number 10, Mike.
I put Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon. Derek?
Alien.
Anna?
Bad Boys.
I put down Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes for this one, actually.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's like, wow. Weird. It's like,
I know, like, that is bananas.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. Sure is.
Wow. Mike with the pun.
And jumping.
This is where I put Bad Boys.
Yeah, so Bad Boys, I think, very nice slot, number 10. Even look at my list, the Monkey Movie number 10 looks really odd. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say for the record, I agree with John Meganano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The math in my head is this number 10 has to be around 100, I think, 90 to 100. So that's where Bad Boy should end up being.
But I will say that my placing for even Alien at the bottom is, I'm with John Meng. I think it'll, there's some people that will go, but like, I personally think, I don't know if tired's the word, but I think people are just kind of done with this franchise. I think they're kind of like, the last one was garbage. I don't care. I'll talk that to death to anyone. And I know a lot of people that agree with me, and I know a lot of people that hated that movie. And I think it's going to leave a sour taste in a lot of people's mouth. And I think it was long enough, and there's still enough people that like it that it'll make some money, but I don't see it being a hit. I think this is honestly going to be the nail in the coffin for this franchise.
Yeah. And the Will Smith factor is pretty much everybody's eyeing that right now to see how that's going to play out. So yeah, Mike, Fly Me to the Moon. Explain.
This is just purely based on the fact that, like, Anyone But You, that was the name of the Sydney Sweeney Glenn Powell movie, right?
Yeah.
It did so gangbusters because, and people were talking about, like, how America had been, like, thirsting for, like, a mid-sized romantic comedy with, like, two white people, I'm guessing, the sillier people in America. So I'm like, okay, well, here's another two white people in a thing. And it's like, you know, like vintage or whatever. So I could see like maybe the people that we don't talk to and like don't anecdotally hear from, I could see those people like sneaking it in.
Yeah. And also don't forget, Mike loves love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love love.
Yeah.
I love love.
He's romantic at heart.
It stars Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum.
Yep.
And it's directed by Greg Berlanti, the guy who did Green Arrow and Flash. Wow.
Oh, really?
What? You know, I just...
Insane.
I'm yeah.
He's actually, yeah, but he's actually made a lot of like non-superhero stuff. I don't know if he's directed, but he's executive produced a lot of non-superhero shows. So it's maybe, I don't know if this is just his first time doing a big screen adaptation or something like that, but he's dabbled in non-superhero before.
How well did All About You make? Do you guys know?
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. Sorry, I didn't watch it. But yeah.
But see, I think Anyone But You was an outlier in the sense that it was Sweeney and Glenn Powell. And
219 million.
Yeah. That They put in what's her face? Put in a ton of money into her PR to generate like that media hits and all that. So I think that it was, I don't know. I think that was a very concentrated effort on Glenn and what's her face to make this movie a big
what's
hit.
What's her face?
Excuse me.
Oh,
that Euphoria girl.
Euphoria girl. Blonde
before
one.
Your listeners jumped down my throat with a correction, that was the international number. It made 88 million domestic.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's the Glenn Powell effect. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if Channing Tatum.
Johnny, is that around the 88 million? Is that around the the 10 splot?
I think 10. I think 10 has to be like 100 something.
Yeah, I think top 10. Top 10 needs to be 100 plus.
I need markers next time.
I mean, you might be right, Anna. I think maybe people like are over Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson.
Well, that's the thing though. Channing Tatum has proven that he's not a box office draw. As much as people like him, he's not a box office draw. Scarlett Johansson is still, I don't
Unless
know.
Magic Mike.
I wouldn't say Scarlett Johansson is either, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that either, actually.
No. Yeah, unless she's like fighting, you know, she's like in some sort of Marvel movie. I don't think she's that big of a draw. And I saw like a little bit of the trailer for this one. I'm like, I think this should be going streaming. You know what I'm saying? That's a bye bye guy. You know what I mean?
It's not too late, I guess, right?
It's like I'll see this on Netflix, guys. I'll see you guys later.
not to you know, bring down your choice, Mike. I think I think your heart is in the right place.
And the thing is, with the last movie you guys mentioned, Anyone But You, there's sort of like a hook to it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's one of enemies to frenemies. You know, the young and sexy. What's the hook to this one?
Here's the thing: enemies to lovers is a huge trope right now. Everybody wants enemies to lovers.
What's the
wasn't it also based on Much Ado About Nothing?
Oh, I don't know.
maybe. I don't know.
But my whole thing is, like, what's the hook for this one? What's the thing? What's the thing? It takes place, like, in the 50s? And it's NASA or something like that? I think that's the... Is that
yeah,
enough?
Space. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Where America was great.
You know.
Oh, yeah. It's when America was great again. Maybe that'll do it.
There you go.
That's kind of like... That was kind of like the reason.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to our dark horses. Just say your three picks, Mike.
My three were A Quiet Place, Alien Romulus, and as I said before, Horizon American Saga Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Wait, once again, Chapter 2 only has a couple of weeks before the summer ends. You think that's the choice over the other one?
I'm telling you, if the first one is good, it will like be hyped up. And then like maybe people will catch that like on streaming or something or like later on.
And then they'll be like,
and then show up to Chapter 2.
If Donald Trump promotes it.
Right away. Yeah, maybe that too.
Our future president.
Yeah, as election year ramps up, it's, and then people are like...
And you also don't have as much faith about A Quiet Place day one than the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not due to any lack of interest on my part. That's just, I don't know, bad guesses, I guess. Oh, because it's a rated R horror movie, and I think those have messed me up.
All right, Derek, what are your three picks?
Well, real quick, you can't say it's a bad guess until the summer plays out.
You could be right.
True.
Yeah. I mean,
actually, thinking about it, I was like really bummed out and disappointed with my last guess, and I won, or my last list.
Remember, if we learn anything from Sound of Freedom, it is anybody's game.
For real.
Derek, what are your three picks?
Okay, I'm going to say the first two. The Strangers Chapter 1, because I think that's going to tap into the horror crowd. And then Twisters, because this is me basically just being personal vendetta that I think it's a completely stupid-ass movie that does not need to be made. Even though I like Glenn Powell, this movie does not need to happen. It didn't need to be happening. So it's just me being vengeful. Although I will admit that I thought nobody had interest in Elvis last year, and I was very wrong on that. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if this thing ends up being my Elvis for 2024.
And number three, interesting.
Number three, I want to throw a mulligan though, because I wanted to change it to If, but I have Maxine.
Yeah, and that the previous one, you know, they have a cult following, but it's not like their box office draws. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like I threw it in because you know, like I said, it's a trilogy or whatever, but like I didn't know. I it was one of those when I scrolled through more movies and looked at the calendar more, I'm like, oh, that If movie, yeah, that could do it. And then, but like I said, too late. So, oh well, my bad.
All right, Anna, what are your picks?
Horizon Chapter 1.
Okay.
The Garfield movie. Uh-huh. And Alien Romulus.
Wow, all you guys have like, not all of you guys, but a lot of you have. Oh, they just a lot of you have faith in this Alien Romulus thing.
I don't, but I was like, it's aliens. I don't know.
Did you say faith?
Faith. You guys have it on the list. Yeah. I don't have it on my list at all.
It says a dark horse. How is that faith?
Still on the list. Because if it makes top 10, you get a point.
I feel like it was an injustice to aliens overall if I didn't have it on there. So. Mm.
Okay. And Horizon, what is your reasoning to actually put it on the dark horse?
Election year.
Okay.
Ooh.
Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
Really, really got us. So yeah. I couldn't not have it on there, you know?
Hey, can I have a timeout here? It's been a full podcast. The thing is, you guys are equating Sound of Freedom to the Horizon thing, right? But Jesus is not in this one, right? This is not with Kevin Kester in this one. Right? He doesn't.
No, but it's like the Yellowstone demographic.
Yeah, Yellowstone is huge, John. Yellowstone is huge.
I'm
just saying the church and the people that scammed the box office from last year, they're not behind this though, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. There was that whole thing where they were buying out theaters.
Same target demographic.
But Jami's right, because they're like buying out theaters and stuff.
Yeah. I also want to mention that Kevin Costner, he's not like a Midwest kind of a thing. People think that, but he's from California. You know what I mean? Yeah, I understand that. I understand all that. But you know, deep down, he's very liberal and stuff. He's very left leaning and stuff like that. I understand.
Just because out of all of us, you don't have any of this in their list. Just because of that.
I'm just saying, but nothing I said is wrong, right? Jesus is not behind it. The church is not behind it, as far as
I know.
Right. Some of that.
You're right.
Those are facts. No, those are facts.
From the man who made Waterworld, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, those are facts.
And also, I also want you guys to think the last time you guys went to the theater to see a Kevin Costner movie and stuff like that. I'll mention that too. Anyway, continue.
Am I going to Google this? Kevin Costner movies.
Dude, have I seen any Kevin Costner movie in the theater?
Oh, I know. I know I have.
I've seen a few. The last one was Hidden Figures for me, I think.
Sorry.
That's not a Kevin Costner film necessarily.
I know, I wasn't, but he was in it. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. I saw him in theaters.
Yeah.
I'm going purely, we've already said it, but I'm purely going on how big Yellowstone is. If all those people go to this film, then it's going to do well.
Oh, yeah. 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 He knows his audience. I think it's going to come out and blow us out of the water or something. I don't know.
Oh, the last movie.
Not Waterworld, Anna.
The funny thing is the last movie
Waterworld!
The funny thing is technically the last movie I saw him was Zack Snyder's Justice League. Jonathan Kent.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think that's the last time I saw them in a theater.
Technically.
I don't know if I've seen him in a movie of his in theaters. Yeah.
But I don't think he's put out a movie since Yellowstone. So,
Not since Yellowstone. Yeah. But, And then prior to that, Molly's Game was the last one I actually really saw him in. So
Molly's Game?
Yeah, that was like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Listen, he's got to make money and then hide it from his ex-wife. Yeah. So.
It's all about Yellowstone.
And Jules going to take it all. All
right. My picks are, what is this? It Ends With Us. Oh, yeah. Okay. So at first I was like, what the hell is this movie? And then it ends with us. And then it turns out this is a book movie. And remember that one year where Crawdads did really well?
Oh, yeah.
I'm basing it on that. All right. So I put it in my dark horse, taking just in case, right?
But, honestly, it's a Colleen movie, so it's basically like the Yellowstone demographic. They're going to go see it.
All right. Well, it's still in my dark horse. So
Blake Lively, too, right?
I'm so mad that this movie's getting made. I'm going to be so mad this movie's going to make money. And
wait, you know more about this property than I do. What is this?
It's a movie based on a book by Colleen Hoover. I don't care because I'm not going to waste my time pronouncing her name right. But she is a terrible author and promotes a lot of terrible things. And I hate that this movie is made and it's going to make money. And
what's the premise? Anybody know what the premise is?
What's the premise?
I don't know. But I don't care because I don't like Colleen Hoover.
It's something like, if I had a guess, it's something like complications arise when a woman's high school love interest comes back to her life.
Okay, you're reading this enough.
I don't know. That's abuse. Just me just guessing.
Yeah, it's a good guess.
Educated guess.
I'm just going with book readers love to support the book they love in movies.
Well, and here's the thing. There's like a love-hate relationship because Colleen Hoover, for how terrible she is, she has gotten a lot of people to read more often because they're like, oh, I read this
old Twilight
excuse.
The old J.K. Rowling excuse.
But yeah. she really got a lot of people at work like, oh, I'm reading so many books. I just read this Colleen Hoover. Block. Any single person is block. And it's a lot of people that are just like raving about her. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys are novice readers, so you don't know quality.
So what you're saying is that I may have made the right choice putting it in my dark horse.
You did. You made a very good choice. I did not want her on my list at all, but I should have had it as my dark horse.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. People were so pissed off about how they were doing things that they kind of stopped and they restarted production, I think. I don't remember. But yeah, it's a hoopla. Everyone in the Facebook groups is excited for this movie, and I want to just fly past this era and hope that she never comes around.
Wow, now I wish I put it number 10. basically what you're telling me right now, man, I should have put it number 10.
And everybody put a red dot that had hoopla being said on your bingo card.
I'm so mad. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go off on a rant.
My other picks are Horizon American Saga Chapter 2, same reason as Mike. If the first one does really well, there's a chance that this might do really well as well. But Dark Horse. And I put Borderlands in this one. Because it's trying to ape the Guardians of the Galaxy fans, or at least the ones who don't know any better, to try to watch this movie. And it also comes out in August, like the first week of August. Similar to how the first Guardians of the Galaxy came out, too.
So it won't have any competition.
Yeah.
So
I only didn't put it because I haven't seen the trailer, so I don't know even if I like the look of it or anything. I mean, I do think I knew it has a audience and everything, and it's got a good cast.
But but the impression I got was that the people who like the video games don't necessarily like the trailer of the movie.
No. Yeah, I don't want this. So I have a video game. Why do I need a movie?
So I really think it's going to try to ape the Guardians fans who might think this might be like Guardians. So there's that.
Well, they're in for a surprise. I also wanted to put this on my dark horse, but I forgot. So there you go.
And Jami, what's your three dark horses?
Borderlands, If, and Garfield, I think.
Do you agree what I'm going with Borderlands?
Everything you said, plus there's a little bit of this momentum with video game franchises.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Very true. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. So, they're good now.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking right in the moment. Yeah. It's right in the moment of Fallout.
I thought Mario Fallout Brothers, was amazing.
Sonic.
But that's a TV show.
Yeah, I'm counting movies, not TV shows.
That's
Sonic.
True.
Sonic.
Mario Brothers.
That's then you could throw Last of Us in there, too.
Mario and Sonic.
Yeah. Mario and Sonic. Yeah. So, like I said, there's a momentum going with the video game adaptations and stuff like that. So, yeah. And also, I'll mention it comes out, I think, first week of August. So, it basically has that.
Yeah, but it's also right after Deadpool Wolverine, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
But still. But still.
I don't know.
The thing is, at the Dark Horse slot, it doesn't have to make that much. It doesn't do that much of a gangbuster. Maybe like in the 80s, 90s somewhere. So, yeah.
Yeah, did anybody get a Dark Horse that is higher than 10? I don't remember. If anybody.
I don't know.
Last year?
Last year, yeah.
What?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Oh, Oppenheimer.
There you go.
Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Oppenheimer is a dark horse.
Me, Mike, and Derek put Oppenheimer as a dark horse.
I didn't remember doing that.
Well, I'm looking at the list right now, and yeah, and sure enough, they're the top two, right? They're the top two winners.
You are not ready for Barbieheimer.
And I won.
That's funny. I didn't remember doing that.
Barbie high, right?
Yeah. I put down Transformers Rise of the Beast as a dark horse, and that gave me an extra point. And Jumming put down Transformers and Elemental as dark horse, and that gave him two extra points. So.
Wow. Elemental, that was the name of the other one.
Elemental. Damn, that's a good movie.
Yeah. So, yeah. And
I would just like to piggyback, even though I didn't do it, that I am with John Ming on If for a dark horse.
Yeah, I think I was debated about If, but I couldn't. It was like number four. If there was four dark horses, I would have put If.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much where I'm at. And but the Garfield movie. I'm surprised you guys have it on your radar.
I literally couldn't see any other thing to put in Dark Horse. That's why. I didn't Horizon, whatever you want to call it, Strangers, whatever. Nowhere on my radar. So the only pick left was Garfield. So, yeah.
So well, Strangers Strangers is going to be interesting because it's a known property, you know, because it's a prequel. But at the same time, you know, horror usually plays in the fall. So the fact that it's a horror movie in the summertime, I'm kind of maybe taking a chance there.
Yeah, if there was a horror franchise like a Saw movie or a Purge movie, I would put it in this slot. But there isn't. There's only Maxine, I think, and that's really R-rated. That's like, you know.
Yeah, that's very cult.
That yeah.
Well, I realize I took a stretch on that one.
Yeah.
So since we got all our lists out, Mike, anything on your list that you wish you could change right now?
Garfield, not there.
Anna.
Oh, I would have loved to actually put Inside Out 2 on the list, but, you know.
Derek? Oh, Derek should go for a second. Sorry, Derek. Go.
What?
Oh, something like that you would like to take off your list right now. But you kind of mentioned that. But go on.
Yeah, I would have put If over Maxine.
How about just for Dark Horse? And your top 10, I mean.
No, I'd probably just switch them around. I'm confident in the top 10.
Deadpool would be 10, right?
Yeah, I'm confident in my top 10. I would just rearrange some stuff.
For me, I'm still iffy about my last two picks, Bad Boys and the Monkey Movie. And after what Anna's talking about with the book thing and with you, maybe I should put that on my top 10 as well. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
No, I think if it's as good as 50 Shades, I'm going to be really pissed off.
Jumping.
I'm not happy with anything after 7. I think I mentioned that. And also maybe in an Inside Out, maybe a little bit lower, but I'm okay with everything else. It's fine.
Yeah, Inside Out 2 is gonna be it's gonna be what kills me, maybe.
Yeah,
or save me. We'll
or
see.
Or King of the Planet of the Apes.
Or that. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I would switch my 3 and 4. I would put Fall Guy at 3 and Planet of the Apes at 4 if I had an option. But
yeah, well there you go, guys. Good luck to see how we do with this Summer Movie Wager 2024.
No Furiosa.
We'll see if we get a repeat of the winner, but it's based on this list off top of my head. I don't know who has the best chance of winning, quite honestly.
Yeah,
really don't. It's
and also we should summer. Mention the last
just on scene. Method alone, I'd say jamming.
Mm-hmm.
The last weekend is the first weekend of September, right? Was that Labor Day holiday, Memorial holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
Labor Day.
Yeah. But my only problem with Jami's list is he doesn't have Horizon on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, there is some weird ones, but
get out of here.
There's some weird
worked hard on
I
it.
I don't think Kevin Costner's getting that Jesus crowd. I think you guys are kind of like overblown. I don't think.
Let's hope he doesn't get the Jesus crowd, but we don't know.
Yeah, he's not getting the big J, guys.
KC ain't JC.
Yeah.
Okay, well there we go, guys. Thanks for listening. This where'd they go with this?
Wow. I just ran out of energy. Somebody just went to low power mode, guys.
My recommendation is the Fallout show.
Yeah. Okie dokie. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLLU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
And Derek, where can people find you online?
I am online as The Geek Potato, and the podcast is Geekdom Fancast, which has plenty of backlogged episodes.
Oh, like that you haven't released yet?
Really?
No, I'm saying that there's plenty of old episodes to listen to.
Oh, okay. And Mike, I'm really curious, where can people find you online that you want to plug?
I'm still hanging around on X, but if the Lakers lose today, I'm probably going to delete it.
Well, we know how that game is going to go.
Instagram. On one mic, O-N-E-N, Mike.
Music is provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. All right. This was episode 763 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who, What, Where's Why production. Derek,
Fury
Mike.
Also.
I hope you're also. Derek, Mike, thanks again for being on the show.
And I'm also on Threads.
Oh, you're on Threads as well. Yes.
Well, now you're a little late.
I don't really thread it, though.
Thread it.
Yeah,
it depends, because if the Lakers lose, then you'll be threading it.
Yeah,
they don't have to.
Is that something you did, a bet or something? You'll quit Twitter when the Lakers lose?
No, it's just I've wanted to because it's just been a hellhole. So it just feels like a good reason to do it.
Yeah, I'm actually getting my
fix. Be dramatic.
I'm actually getting my Twitter fix from Threads already. So it's like it doesn't really. It seems to be working out for me.
Do they have hashtags yet?
A what?
Do they have hashtags yet?
They have hashtags.
Oh, okay.
But their hashtag's different. You can only hashtag one thing, and it isn't a hashtag in a word. It's essentially you hashtag, and then it'll be like a blue highlight of what you're talking about. Something like that.
Search through that?
Yeah, you can search through that. The search for Threads actually works decently well, actually. So there's that. Yeah, it's fine. Threads is fine. It's giving my Twitter fix. I don't really play with the algorithms, even when it was Twitter. So I only go there if there's something I want to talk about or see what people are talking about. They just do a search and then it'll pop up. So yeah. Okay. But of course, Instagram is still what I primarily use. But yeah. For all the puppy talk. Oh, my puppy algorithms. Well, it's better than having like a search and then all these boobies come out. So, you know.
I don't know. When does that happen?
Not for me.
I was waiting for John Ming to say like,
Why is boobies bad? I don't know.
You know, when you do a search on Instagram,
search for boobies.
It will take I'm saying like when you click search, like the first thumbnails it'll pop up are the stuff that the algorithm think you want to see.
Boobies, yeah. All yeah. Road leads back to boobies.
And I'm saying mine is mostly just dog stuff, you know.
This is the thing I'd love to see Albert's explore page.
Basketball, Conan O'Brien, basketball. There's some pretty attractive people here, but I won't say anything.
Let's see. How about you, Adam? What
are we still recording?
Yeah,
what's my explore page?
Is this the point of the episodes, Joel?
It's like nails.
Remember, he always does his extra credit sequence.
After
credit.
Oh, God.
I have chihuahuas, nails, Mexican stuff, Dollar Tree stuff.
You have Mexican stuff? No way.
Yeah, I know, right? Shocker. Oh, and fashion and your, books.
I'll share mine to the chat. This is my explore page when I do a search on Instagram.
It'd be so funny if it was like all Pam Anderson.
Yeah. So.
Nah, this makes sense. This is very wholesome.
I know, right? Well, you know. Okay. Jamie, do you want to share yours?
I've mentioned this before.
I know it's
all chicks making it out with other chicks.
Yeah. Wow, this is hilarious how accurate this is. I thought I was just making a joke.
And like I said at the time, they nailed me. Look, your job algorithm.
They nailed you.
I was just being funny, but this is really authentic. Wow.
Yeah. The algorithm is the algorithm. What can I say?
Honestly, the only thing I'm surprised there's not at least a couple more food pictures in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised there too, because my brother keeps sending me food stuff, and usually that pops up on Instagram. But I guess the dogs dominate for sure for me.
Anna, what is the watermelon?
Funny story about my dogs. Oh, that's TJ Maxx.
Oh. Funny story about your dogs.
Oh, earlier, I was at my parents' house, and it was really quiet, and I'm like, there's something suspicious, right? And I go outside in the yard, and lo and behold, they got a hold of the treat bag, and they were gorging on it, and one of my dogs had like 2-3 treats stuffed in their mouth, and the other one was running away, and I'm like, you guys, what are you doing? And then they were all guilty and stuff, and just like kind of like hanging out, being all quiet, and I'm like, you guys ate literally the entire treat. And the other two losers that were hanging out with me didn't get nothing because they were hanging out with me. So, what a bunch of losers!
What a bunch of losers!
Yeah, they missed out on treats.
Anyways,
yes,
I guess that's it, Mike, Derek. I guess you can leave if you want to.
I just wanted to stay really quick because we're on the subject that I love when Greg gave his reasoning for staying on Twitter, and I pretty much seconded his reason for being on Twitter.
Oh, what were your reasonings, guys?
Adult reasons.
Oh, adult reasons. That's right. Boops. Is that also your reasoning, Jamming? I think you're still on there too, right?
I barely. I check in every. I mean, when I'm bored at work, I'll check in. So, but I'm actually pretty much off Twitter for the most part.
Good for you.
I mean, mine. It's double. Like, it's honestly, it's if I'm being honest, it's the adult reasons, and then also a lot of the sports journalists that I follow for like, you know, baseball or football. So they're still, they still tweet like mad. So like they're still using it. And a lot of the TV journalists that I follow, they still, you know, use it regularly too. So like, as long as they're also on there, I'm still getting all my information.
This is true. Now that it's kind of like the NBA playoffs, I'm on it a little bit more than I usually am. But
So sports and boobies. No.
All right.